Let's begin again. Let's begin again. Trust in Him and not our feelings. Let's leave the lies behind. Today's Marriage Minute is the second in our series on 1 Corinthians 13, verses 4 through 7. Today's title is Love is Kind. What is kind? I mean, it's a nice sounding word, but where can we see it in real life, particularly in this fast-paced society where everyone is busy expressing their anger and demanding their rights? After all, when was the last time you even heard the word kind on a TV sitcom, other than when someone tried to decide what kind of pizza to send out for? Unfortunately, kindness is not exactly in vogue in our culture, but it's absolutely essential for a healthy, loving relationship. So we need to swim against the modern currents to do what Paul tells us when he said, "Be tender-hearted and kind." Kindness can best be seen and heard in our tone of voice. Is there a tender heart behind the way we address one another? Or is there gruffness, hardness? Do we sound annoyed, angry, or frustrated? If that's the case, we need to choose to be tender-hearted and kind. We need to replace our gruffness with softness, our insensitivity with tenderness. One way to do this is to think about your spouse, thinking to yourself, "I love you," before you speak. Just bringing that thought, that truth to mind will change your countenance and the very spirit behind your words. It's easy to be angry, frustrated, or annoyed. That's natural. Let's choose to do what's unnatural. Be tender-hearted and kind. To the extent that we are being kind, we are loving. To the extent that we aren't being kind, we aren't loving. That's the plain and simple truth. So a question for dialogue. When do we find it most difficult to be tender-hearted and kind to one another? How can we work on reminding ourselves to be gentle, soft, tender-hearted, and kind? And a prayer for both of us. Lord, help us to be tender-hearted and kind with one another. Remind us to think, "I love you," before we speak. Help us to model that tender-hearted and kind demeanor for our children.
Today's Marriage Minute was brought to you by Marriage and Family Savers Institute. Visit them on the web at www.marriageandfamily.org.